That's Ooh. Right.
We're Ooh, I like this jam.
Something.
Something, Holly, yeah.
Yeah, something.
It's time for Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in the wrong place, right here on our show. Ian and Marjorie would never do this crap. Anyway, let's get to it. Who do we have?
We are starting this morning with Spencer.
Oh, awesome.
Hi, Spencer.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going, everyone? I'm good. I'm a little confused about my love life right now, but, you know, I'm good.
Well, we're here to help.
That's the least we can do, Spencer. That's the least. That's the only money back guarantee we can make you. We will help. We can't tell you if it's going to be good help or bad help, but we can help.
Help is good. Thank you.
That's right. We're going to shut our mouths now. Go ahead and tell us about your date with Alexandra, right? Alexandra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Alexandra. So Elle and I met on Instagram. She showed up. There's that like For You page. I don't know if you all know, but it's like you basically it's the suggested, recommended. She showed up. I checked out her profile. I ended up commenting over the course of a few weeks, commented on a couple of things. Comments turned into like, you know, DMs, all of that sort of stuff. And turns out we realized we both lived in the Twin Cities. And I was like, hey, why don't we just go on a date? Let's just meet up. So we ended up meeting up at the Mall of America.
Okay.
Oh, fun. Oh, a place for fun in your life.
Right. Yeah.
Was it?
No, you know what? Like, I say, like, the mall is actually a really great place to have a date because there's so many different things to do. There's, like, you can eat, you can walk around, you know, there's just a lot happening there. So, yeah, it was great. Like, shopping at the food court. Yeah, and now, you know, I just am a little confused about why after this great date nothing has happened. It just felt really easy, and that's the thing. It's like you don't go on those first dates that feel easy and natural and organic, and it was all those things. And you know, it's just I want that again. And I thought she did too. So
So anything weird at the end? I always ask a version of this. Anything that you think, you know, a bad kiss, an awkward going in for a hug, and you know what I mean? Was
friend
there anything?
Zone. Yeah. Did you go on the SpongeBob roller coaster and somebody puked?
No, you know, it's funny because I listen to y'all, you know, frequently, and you know, I just yeah, and I knew that this question was coming up, and I was like, I went back and I was like, did anything weird happen with Al? And no, like, you know, at the end of the date, I was a gentleman. I walked her out to her car. We hugged. And that was 3 weeks ago. And I've texted a few times, but nothing yet. So I'm not quite sure what's up.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, thank you for, I mean, you listen to us, so you know what we ask. So thank you for looking inside yourself. Again, we quote Mufasa from Lion King on that one. Anyway, okay, Simba, we're going to put you on hold, and you're not going to hear. I'm sorry, you are going to hear everything. Now, your date is on the other line. We lied to her, and we told her that she was nominated to be on this segment by someone. She does not know it's about you.
Nope.
She certainly doesn't know it's about her. She just thinks that she's taking part in a goofy radio segment. So she's heard nothing, by the way. So,
but you'll hear everything. Okay. So,
yeah,
that she says. Yep. Okay.
Hold on just a second.
All right. He seems fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did he drink from the water on the flume ride?
Ooh. Maybe, you know, the splashes just sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not a ride person.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm making assumptions.
Yeah. Well, let's end the assumptions
let's just talk to Alexandra.
Oh
gosh.
Hi, Alexandra. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for doing this. Let me just let us acknowledge right away. I'm sure this isn't how you normally spend a Thursday. Am I right? You're not usually calling into a goofy radio show.
No, not usually. First time for everything, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. You know, some people nude skydive. Some people do this. So thanks.
Dating, yeah.
Yeah. Alexandra, this is called Second Chance Romance. It is a goofy dating little segment that we do. You were nominated. Thank you for saying yes. The only thing we didn't tell you, and here's the surprise, and please don't hang up or be mad. We sought you out for a reason. Somebody wants to this wasn't an accident that one of your, I think it was a family in this case, was like, hey, Alexander, you should do this show. This was on purpose because somebody that you went out with wants to reunite with you. How are you feeling? Does that scare you? Yeah, I get it. We get it. Do you remember going out with Spencer?
This is about Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're...
Yay!
Your tone is answering my next question.
Ooh.
Alexandra, yes, that's what this is about. We did fib to you a little bit. Please don't be mad. This is about Spencer. Mm-hmm. He wrote us a very nice email about you and was wondering why there wasn't anything after the first date. So, again, a reminder, you're on the radio, so say whatever you want or don't want to say. Can I ask you, was there a reason there was nothing after the first date?
To be honest, I mean, I thought he would get the hint and just kind of move on. I mean, he thinks it's cute, but I asked him multiple times not to call me Al. My name is Alexandra. He calls me Al. He completely ignored me. It was like, I don't know, I think he enjoyed it. For some reason, like, I think maybe it liked frustrating me, but he continued to call me Al even more after I told him not to. And I just think that's so rude.
Oh, he shortened your name.
You know, you ask somebody not to do something. Yes.
And then he kept doing it.
Oh, no. Was he like singing Paul Simon to you? You can call me.
Yeah. Call me.
Sorry, out. Alexandra. I told me to.
Oh, God. Have you heard that before?
My stomach did a little flip.
I get it. We have a mutual friend, Christopher Straub, who I made early. He hates to be called. He will not accept being called Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I have another person that used to be in my life that does not like the short version of their name. So I get it. My point is, we get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you asked him to stop.
Yes. I really, really did in the nicest of ways. I wasn't nasty. And you know, it kind of started like when we were chatting back and forth on Instagram. And I don't know, at the time I thought it was an easy way to address me. So I kind of let it go. But then it continued in person. And then eventually I just asked him really nicely to stop. I said, I don't really like being called Al. I want to be called Alexandra. That is my name. And he just didn't listen to me. He kept calling me Al. And to me, that's a big red flag. Like, if you're not listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth, like, how are we going to be together? I don't know. It was very, very uncomfortable, and I was not happy.
Well, I'm just going to be honest. It's about ready to get a little more uncomfortable because you figured it out. He nominated you. He was the one that gave us contact info. He's on the other line.
Oh, great. Okay.
Because he wanted, He's heard all, he wanted to reunite with you. That's why. We're not trying to purposely be, well, I guess we are, but go ahead. Let's put Spencer up. Spencer, up. You're up now. You heard what she said. What say you?
Well, firstly, hey, Al.
oh, my God. Stop. Stop.
it's a sign of affection that you have a nickname with me. I have friends who want one and don't because it hasn't organically happened. So, you know, it's a sign of honor.
Are you serious right now? Like, do I really need to talk to a grown man about how I want to be called by my given birth name? Like, without going into it, I have my reasons. Okay. So like, I hate being called Al. I thought I made myself pretty clear. And when I told you not to do it, you kept doing it. So I'm over you. I'm over this situation. I kind of think you're rude.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. I do get it now from hearing you say all of that. I really, I, c- complete honesty, I thought you were joking before and we were just having fun. I was just trying to tease you a little bit, but in like a fun way. So I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
Shooting star.
Whose turn is it?
I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. Alexandra, I'm going to just ask, just for politeness. We have gift cards to a variety of local restaurants. Run to Red. Would you, if we give you one, would you like a second try with Spencer?
I'm just going to jump in here first. I think I've changed my mind about all of this. We're not on the same page, so bye, Al.
Yeah, okay. I'm still ghosting you. Okay. Al is not even a unique nickname, so you're not cute or clever. So thanks for wasting more of my time, Spence. Appreciate
Alex,
it.
Alexandra, we are sorry we wasted your time. We appreciate you being a good sport. So thank you. Oh, and he hung up, by the way.
She hung up.
Well, yeah. We know things now.
Oh,
we know things.
Oh.
Okay.
We know things.
We sure do.
Yeah. But, you know, Jason said he have friends like that. I have friends like that. One of my besties.
Oh.
Never shorten her name. And nicknames, I'm not personally fond of when people abbreviate my name or give me nicknames in that way.
Yeah.
It's not something that I'm going to point out, but it's also something that I'm just kind of like swallow a little bit. And I'm just like, oh.
And they continue to do it. It's like, yeah. Wow. I'm the same. I don't like to be called Al. It's Lex, if anything.
You can call me Al.
Do you like Alexis? Do you like Lex?
Yeah, Lex, Lexi, just Al. Okay. I don't like. I completely understand where Alexandra's coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Man.
Second Chance Romance.
Even though it's one of the best albums, Graceland. But,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Paul Simon is a bop.
Oh, absolutely.
There we go.
Ooh, maybe next week we'll find love.
Yeah. We're going to do it.
There we go. Tuesdays and Thursdays, ooh, unfortunately, at the top of the third hour right here on our show. When we come back, fortunately, we have Holly.
Yes.
Holly, complete name. Holly, Alexis, Jason. Holly will do the dirt alert when we return.